all news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Friday, November 9th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. The MTA looking for a new boss today. Chairman Joe Loda announced today he is resigning. Governor Cuomo says Vice Chair Fernando Ferrer will serve as acting commissioner for the time being. The governor says Loda stabilized the transit system and led with a steady hand during some of the agency's most challenging moments. A woman and her two-month-old child among five people injured in a late-morning fire up in the Bronx. The man is in custody for allegedly setting that fire. The flames broke out about 10:30 at 730 East 236th Street in the Wakefield section. Former First Lady Michelle Obama says she suffered a miscarriage about 20 years ago and used IVF to conceive both of her daughters. Speaking to Good Morning America ahead of the release of her memoir, Mrs. Obama says she felt lost and alone after losing the pregnancy because she didn't know, well, how common miscarriages actually were. A voluntary evacuation order now issued for Malibu, California, as a pair of massive wildfires continue to burn. Authorities say 157,000 people have been forced from their homes by the fires, one of which quadrupled in size overnight. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back home now. This is a day after being hospitalized with three broken ribs. A court spokeswoman says the 85-year-old RBG is doing well and working from home. And she's been elected to Congress, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is still dealing with the same issues that other 29-year-olds are struggling with. That is, she can't pay her own rent. The Democrat telling the New York Times she can't afford to get an apartment in D.C. until her new salary kicks in after she's sworn in January. 1010 Wins AccuWeather. There's a flood watch in effect this evening through late tonight. The rain ends overnight, then things get rather chilly out. We got a mix of sun and clouds with a cold wind tomorrow and real field temperatures in the 30s. Yikes! Sunny, brisk, and chilly Sunday with a high of just 45, and then another big storm may be on the way Monday night into Tuesday. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.